Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm losing flexibility, Madam Chair. In the view of Codex Secretariat, we fully agree with the statement made by the United States delegation regarding the time we have invested in the elaboration of, in the revision work of this code. And so far, the Commission has used, well, has chosen to use the most economical way of moving this standard revision work forward. That is to say, to use the existing methods or modalities available. And the idea was to work through correspondence to finalize quality provisions and afterwards send the draft to CCFH for finalization of hygiene provisions. Now, we have come to the point that we have invested more than 5 years in a document in the step procedure moving between step three and step four. It might be a high time for the Commission to look at other options. Clearly, one of the options is to discontinue the work. The second option would be to modify the terms of reference of CCFH, for example, to enlarge them specifically for the consideration of these particular documents so that CCFH be empowered to look at both quality and safety provisions. Well, that would come, of course, pros and cons. The third option would be to establish a joint working group of committees. I said committees in plural form because we have to, this code addresses a series a variety of foods, not only the foods of vegetable origin, but also the animal origin. So a proposed joint working group needs to be established by several committees concerned. The decision should be taken by those committees. And after the work has been done by the working group, the outcome of the working group needs to be brought back to all those committees. And all those committees, without modifying or modifying in the same way the outcome of the working group, and come back to the Commission, which sounds like a very, very remote possibility. And the last possibility would be to establish an ad hoc intergovernmental task force whose mandate will be limited to the finalization of the present code. The task force will be given a mandate to look at all aspects of the code, including quality and safety provisions, and report back to the Commission. If you look at the criteria for the establishment of the subsidiary bodies of the Commission, which is in the procedural manual, it is stated that when there is a proposal for the elaboration of a standard code of practice or related text in an area not covered by the terms of reference of any existing subsidiary bodies, or the revision of standards, codes, other texts elaborated by subsidiary body agent Snedie, such a proposal should be accompanied by a written statement to the Commission explaining its justification in the light of Commission's medium-term objective, which do not exist, by the way, and containing, as far as practicable, the information contained in the criteria for the establishment work priority. Well, having have a look at this document, all the members are aware of the need to work with a new modality of work. There is no need to reapprove this revision as a new work because it is already in the step procedure. Therefore, in the view of the Codex Secretariat, if there is agreement and in the Commission, and if there is a set of terms of reference agreed upon by the Commission, there is no impediment to the establishment of a task force which will focus on the finalization of all aspects of this code. Thank you, Mr. Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, Secretary, for the clarification. Before I open the floor, can I kindly request United States as a host country, Secretary, to give your views on this?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States is not opposed to the establishment of a task force to finalize this work. However, Madam Chair, this has to be looked at in the terms of our budget and would be subject to available funding. With that said, Madam Chair, we would be willing to consider options for moving this document forward.
The Secretary wants the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the event that the Commission decides to establish an ad hoc intergovernmental task force, the costs for the operation of that ad hoc intergovernmental task force shall be covered by a host government and not by the Codex Secretariat. The task force are considered like the Codex committees, and the Codex budget will cover only the costs to cover the travel of Central Secretariat staff to service the physical meetings. All other costs, including documentation, correspondence, if the task force also wishes to use the correspondence as a primary method of finalization, those expenses shall be borne by a host government. So, in the view of the Secretariat, there will be no major implications to the Codex budget for the establishment of a task force, provided that the task force will not hold that many sessions. Thank you.
Thailand, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand strongly supports the establishment of a task force and can propose to have the task force take place in Thailand. And since the U.S. has coordinated this work for years, we would like to propose the U.S. to be the chair of the task force, and we would appreciate the task force to be co-host between the U.S. and Thailand. And this subject to the availability of the government funding also. Thank you.
Board Executive would like to have some words.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. For all Codex subsidiary bodies that are established under Rule 11.1, Point B1 of the Rules Procedure that encompasses both the Codex committees, usual committees, and task forces, there shall be one government, one country, who will be called usually in Codex jargon host government, and which will nominate a chairperson. Therefore, if the Commission decides to establish a task force, we need one government assigned to nominate a chairperson for the task forces, of course, and incurring, in principle, the expenses, covering, in principle, the expenses related to the running of the task force, but it is up to that host government to negotiate with a third country for the practical arrangements for the holding of a particular session, including the possibility of holding a session outside the host government. So this is what rules provide for. Thank you.
Thailand, can I confirm your interest to be the host government for this task force if approved by the Commission?
For US. Yes, US.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe Thailand would like to propose the US to be the host.
Yes.
And we appreciate to have the meeting takes place in Thailand.
Thank you. Thank you, United States. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's time for Codex to try to think creatively, and this seems to be more difficult than it ought to be. We really have already a full plate of committees, and to take another task force on is somewhat... has not been planned with any of our budgetary planning. However, Madam Chair, we would pledge financial support within available funding to the government of Thailand if they will host this committee and provide this task force and provide a venue in Bangkok or in Thailand. Then perhaps, Madam Chair, we can have further discussions on the chairperson for the task force. So if that would be acceptable to Thailand, subject to available budgetary funds within the United States, we would support Thailand as the host country and would be prepared to assist that host country, because this is a standard that we have worked a long time on with some of the arrangements for the physical meeting, because I believe we really are talking about a physical meeting. The correspondence to date has not produced consensus. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States, for those comments. Can I confirm again, would Thailand be willing to host the task force if approved by the Commission?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. Thailand willing to be the host of the task force, and this to subject to the availability of our government funding also. And thank you for the U.S. offer.
Thank you. I'd like to open to the floor. Is there any objection at the proposal to establish a task force to be hosted by Thailand? Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, I think the Commission has agreed as a way of advancing this to establish a task force to finalize this code. At this point in time, I would like to check with the Secretariat, because we need to develop the terms of reference for this task force. Maybe the Secretariat can highlight.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you rightly pointed out, the decision to establish a task force need to be accompanied by parallel decisions on the title of the task force, terms of reference, including objective of the task force, and timeline of work, expressed either in terms of the number of sessions to be convened or in terms of the number of years, or by combination of these two. Madam Chair, the Secretariat could suggest that the plenary give a chance or some time for interested countries to get together and discuss these issues, possibly tonight, starting immediately after the end of this afternoon session, in Sal 11, in room 11, on the second floor of this building, and request this intersession working group to report back their outcome to the plenary tomorrow, and until such time the Commission can decide to keep open this particular agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat, for that clarification. Is there any objection to the proposal by the Secretariat that the interested parties would meet tonight to look at the terms of reference and present it to the Commission tomorrow at a suitable time? Seeing none, we'll defer this agenda item. The next item that
we have to come back to the milk certificate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. The Secretary has reminded me that Mr. Steve Hathaway is now back. On the Codex Committee on Milk Products, could I kindly invite Mr. Steve Hathaway to introduce the subject matter on the proposed draft model export certificate for milk and milk products. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Milk Committee made good progress on the draft model export certificate for milk and milk products at its last session and agreed to forward it for adoption at Step 5. Some text does remain in square brackets, and the committee decided to establish a working group, a physical working group, led by the European community, immediately before the next session of the Milk Committee, so as to facilitate resolution of remaining areas of contention. The Milk Committee notes the link to the work of CC Fix on guidelines for generic official certificates, and the request to that committee to review the work of the Milk Committee for consistency with the horizontal standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any objection to adoption of this item at Step 5? Argentina, you have the floor.
Argentina tiene un par de comentarios respecto a este documento con el que, en términos generales, estamos de acuerdo. En principio, Argentina consideraría muy importante que se especificara en la naturaleza del alimento si el producto está elaborado con leche cruda. En segundo lugar, consideramos que el certificado debería incluir la fecha de elaboración o la fecha de vida útil o el vencimiento del producto. Y en tercer lugar, creemos que sería muy importante que en el certificado figurara el país de origen de la leche o el país de origen de la leche cruda en el caso de que así fuera. Creemos que esto es importante por varias razones, fundamentalmente por cuestiones de índole sanitaria, pero también que serviría fundamentalmente a la trazabilidad del producto si así fuera requerido. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, for your comments. I note that the comments by delegation of Argentina actually in square brackets, which is which will be discussed at the next session of the Codex Committee on Milk Products, and there will be a physical working group to be led by EC immediately prior to the session to consider the document along with the comments submitted at Step 6. So with that, can we propose that the item be adopted at Step 5 and that the comments raised by Argentina will forward to the comments to look at it at its next session? There's no objection. So the item is adopted at Step 5. Thank you. Now we'll move on to Agenda Item 6 on revocation of existing Codex standards and related text as in LNOM 06/29/7. A list of existing Codex standards and related text whose revocation is recommended is contained in Annex 1. The Commission is invited to confirm the revocation of existing Codex standards and related text as recommended by the Codex Committees and Task Forces. There are three items on the list. First, we have the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residue, Maximum Residue Limits for Pesticides as in LNOM 06/29/24, paragraphs 47-142 and Appendix 7. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Mr. Hans Juring from the Netherlands, to introduce the item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, indeed, in Appendix 7 of this year's CCPR report, the Commission can find a list of MRLs which we will bring forward for recommendation for revocation for several reasons. And one of the reasons is that this last CCPRs, we decided also to revocate several MRLs for commodities that do not play a part in international trade. An example is sugar beet leaves fresh. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the revocation of this item? Seeing none, the item is revoked. Next, the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. We have the list of individual Codex maximum levels and guideline levels for contaminants and toxins as in LNOM 05/28/12, paragraph 1-4 and Appendix 18. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Ms. Annie de Veer from the Netherlands, to introduce the standards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a consequence from an earlier decision we made today, the agreement on a general standard and Schedule 1, and that being the reference point for for contaminants, and then we can revoke the individual standards.
Thank you. Is there any objection from the Commission to the revocation of this standard? If there is none, the item is revoked. Finally, we have the food additives provision of the GSFA. It is in LNOM 06/29/12, paragraph 81, Appendix 12, and LNOM 06/29/12, paragraph 63, and Appendix 7, and Annex 2 to LNOM 06/29/7. At this point, I think we need to be consistent with the decision of the Commission earlier in Agenda Item 4 to adopt the proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA, with the exception of the three food categories, i.e. margarine and similar products, infant formula and follow-up formula. I'd like to run through the agenda items, and after consulting with the Secretariat, I'd like to highlight what are the changes to the appendix that we are going to revoke. First, if we look at Appendix 7, uh, of Alinom 06/12/29/12, we need to remove the item food category number 02.2.12 on margarine and similar products, food category number 13.1.1 on infant formula, and food category number 13.1.2 on follow-up formula. So with that, the rest of the items where there is a note to say revocation will be revoked. Next, we have the Appendix 12 to Alinom 06/29/12. On this appendix, again, we will remove those items where under EDTAs, it is mentioned there, margarine and similar products, BHA, TBHQ, and the carotene and vegetable, So those items on margarine and similar products will be removed accordingly. So the rest of the food additive will be revoked in this Appendix 12. Next, we have Annex 2. This was the proposal which was done by the Codex Secretariat in response to the 38th session of the CCFAC meeting. There is no change in this in the Annex 2 as reflected there. So with that, I would like to ask the Commission whether there is any objection to the revocation of this food additives provision. Malaysia, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia would like to bring to the attention of the Commission with regard to the list of food additive provisions in the food category 02.1 in Annex 2 of Alinom 06/29/7. That has been recommended for revocation. Malaysia would like to bring to the attention of the Commission that there is cross-reference between the parent food category 2.1, fats and oils essentially free from water, and its sub-food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats. Malaysia notes that for the food additives polydimethyl siloxane and TBHQ, both additives were listed in Appendix 12 of Alinom 06/29/12 for revocation, and the provisions for these food additives in the sub-food category 02.1.2 have also been listed in Appendix 11 for adoption at Step 8. Malaysia therefore has no objection to their revocation in the parent food category 02.1. However, for the other food additives for the food category 0.2.1 listed in Annex 2, these food additive provisions were not listed in Appendix 11 for adoption in the food category 02.1.2. Malaysia therefore proposes that these food additives, apart from polydimethyl siloxane and TBHQ, be referred back to CCFAC for further discussion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. I'd like to give the floor to the Codex Secretariat to clarify the point raised by Malaysia. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think it's to the Commission, because we have a comment. We have some additives proposed for revocation, and I think what was said is that two of these additives, polydimethyl siloxane and TBHQ, are in another annex with a level which is sent for adoption at step 8 or 5 and 8, and the delegation of Malaysia agrees with that. However, for all the other additives which are proposed for revocation, the delegation does not agree with their revocation, and they want to retain them at this stage, does not agree to have them revoked at the present session, and would like the committee to consider it again. So that's part of the usual discussion on whether we agree on the standards. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Can I get the Chair of the CCFAC Committee, Ms. Annie, to respond? Thank you.
Yes, Chair, I think I was afraid it was going to be very complicated. Now, the ones that are in Annex 2, these are, from my point of view, additives that were put forward in for information prior to the meeting of the committee. And in the committee, we agreed on a way to clean up the GSFA. And for that, we do a round of additives and ask for information. And if there is no information or no question to keep those additives, then we revoke them. So in my, from my point of view, this is in Annex 2. But I must admit, it gets a bit complicated with all the different tables we have. We try to be consistent in presenting it here. So, but this is, in my, from my point of view, and I think this agrees with what the Secretariat puts forward.
Thank you. Ms. Anne? Okay, I'd like to propose to the Commission that this food additive be revoked, and we will note, probably, I'm not sure, Malaysia, do you want to put a reservation to that?
Yes, Malaysia would like to express our strong reservation on the decision of the Commission. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, we're just about to close up. Costa Rica, you still on the floor?
Gracias, señora presidenta. Me gustaría que también Costa Rica expresara su reserva debido a que nosotros tenemos los antioxidantes en las categorías 2.212 y la 02.1, que para nuestra industria son bastante importantes y que por lo tanto no queremos que sean revocados. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. We'll reflect the reservation in the report from Malaysia and Costa Rica.
Singapore
is still on the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think probably it should be a matter of principle that we can't at the same commission meeting revoking some additives at the same time approving some at step 8 in one stroke. I think this is rather inconsistent. Can we reverse those? We can move forward, but those items that are in conflict between the two committees, then those items should be referred back to the committee to get them sorted out first before we can endorse this revocation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Would like to have some words.
Thank you. The Commission, since the Commission has started to work on the general standard of food additives, it has been part of the routine business that the Commission adopts certain provisions, additive provisions at step 8, and revoking the previous provisions that had different values for the same category, for the same compound. There may be other cases where the revocations are not replaced by the adoption of new food additives. They may be replaced by new values. So this is part of the Commission's usual business. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I hope Singapore can live up with the explanation given by the Secretariat. Okay, we have finished actually agenda items 5 and 6. With that, I wish to thank all distinguished delegates. I appreciate your spirit and full cooperation in advancing these agenda items. On that note, with great pleasure, I hand over the chairmanship to the next vice chair for the next agenda item, Mr. Wim Van Eck. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let us move on quickly to our next agenda item. Item 7, proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related texts and for discontinuation of work. And we should have before us the following documents. First of all, that is document Alinorm 06298, the list of proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related text. And you see attached are a number of projects, documents, and for also the discontinuation of work. We have addendum 1 to 06298. I noticed comments from the Philippines in LIM document 11, basically supporting several proposals and expressing reservations on the one on advertisements. I would like to draw your attention for a better understanding of the procedures to our procedural manual, part 2, the critical review. And the early steps is proposals to undertake new work or to revise a standard, which is page 21 in the English version. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, I also would like to draw your attention to the report of last week's meeting of the Executive Committee, Alinorm 06293A, paragraph 26. I would like to inform you how I wish to proceed with this agenda item. I think if we behave ourselves here, both at the head table and in the room, this agenda item can be a time saver, and we are still under some time pressure. I will ask first the secretary to briefly introduce the document and also to explain the procedures. And then, without referring to the chairs of the respective task forces and committees, take the proposals committee by committee. We should keep in mind that because of the fact that now since 2004 a project document is required, that forces committees to think twice before proposing new work, and when doing so also carefully thinking about the terms of reference, the goal and objectives to achieve, and a time frame. And also for those proposals where there is no need for a project document, as for instance is the case for the regular work of the CCPR and the CCRVDF, both committees also have in place a fairly sophisticated procedure for establishing priorities and new work. And I draw to your attention that last week in the critical review, the executive committee endorsed basically all proposals for new work, and so we also can take into account the outcome of that review. I am going to propose, proposal by proposal, committee by committee, to endorse these proposals and to adopt them as pieces of new work. And I call upon you to be disciplined and only raise your flag if there is a pressing need for clarification or to express a reservation. But may I first ask Dr. Miyagishima to briefly explain to the Commission the procedures. Dr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The list of the proposals for new work is found in Table 1 to the main working document, /8 document. And if you look at the right-hand side column, there will be a number which indicates the serial number given to each of the project documents. The Commission may recall that the subsequent to the amendment to the elaboration procedure, there is a new element in the procedure, which is critical review. And under the critical review, the committees or countries wishing to propose new work are required to develop a project document and submit it to the Commission. When the Commission takes the decision of at step one to start to elaborate a new text. The critical review text exempts certain new work from the preparation of a project document, which is a case for the maintenance of GSFA, GSCTF, pesticide residues, and residues, maximum residual limits of for veterinary drugs. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, for the new work proposal put forward from CCPR on priority list of pesticides, there is no project document prepared for the reason I explained. The same is true for the priority list of veterinary drugs requiring evaluation or re-evaluation by JECPA. As regards to the proposed draft amendments to the guidelines for the organically produced foods, namely ethylene, due to the late availability of the project document, it is included in a separate document, which is Addendum 1. Regarding the two work theses coming from CCMAS, the first item regards the revision of a text which is contained in the procedural manual, so this is not a codex text going through the step procedure, so there is no project document. The second item from CCFL, the definition of advertising, is a request originating from the Commission itself, so this is a action to reaffirm or confirm the Commission's previous desire, and that would allow CCFL to officially start new work. Regarding the final item from CC Mass, this is a transfer of a document from procedural manual to a proposed draft guideline. Therefore, there would be no document needed, no project document needed. These are the brief explanation of the procedures. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miyagishima, for introducing part one to the Commission and providing some further clarification. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I will go, first of all, through the proposals in Table 1. And as I said, I will not ask the respective chairpersons to introduce these to the Commission. And I have before me the first one of the Task Force on Biotechnology, the proposed draft guideline for the conduct of food safety assessment of foods derived from recombinant DNA animals, project document 1. And my question is to the Commission, can we adopt this as a piece of new work? That seems to be the case. Thank you. Second one, again from the Task Force. Proposed draft annex to the Codex guideline for the conduct of food safety assessment of foods derived from recombinant DNA plants. Regarding food safety assessments of foods derived from recombinant DNA plants modified for nutritional or health benefits, project document 2. Can we adopt this as a piece of new work? Seems to be the case. Thank you. No, I see the flag of
Sudan.
Sayyid al-Rais, shukran jazilan على عرض هذه الوثائق ولمناقشة هذه المواصفات. السودان يتحفظ بشدة على أي أمر يتعلق بالتحوير الوراثي، ما يعرف حديثا بالتكنولوجيا الحديثة أو التقنية الحديثة modern biotechnology. نحن نرى فيه محدد كل هذه الأشياء حديثة الإصدارات من ناحية ريسيرش، من ناحية بحوث. لم نتوقف على الآثار السرطانية، لم نعطي فرصة كافية لخمس سنوات، عشر سنوات حتى نتيقن من أن هذه الأشياء سيكون لها أضرار بالغة. تجربتها في حيوانات المعمل، في الفيران، في غيرها، هذا لا يعفينا من أن هذه الأشياء المستقاة من النوايا الـ DNA وخلافه، هذا يثير شكوكنا وهمومنا بأن ما يسمى بالمواد المحور وراثيا، هذا الأمر لا زال يقلقنا، ولا بد من التحري والدقة والبحوث زيادة على ما جرى من بحوث حتى نتيقن، لأن هناك احتمال وجود أشياء سرطانية. البحوث لا بد أن تستمر وتستمر حتى نقف على حقيقة هذه الأشياء المحورة. لا بد أن نستنبط الوسائل التي تزيد الإنتاج وتحسن الإنتاج بعلم الأنسال breeding not by genetic modification. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Delegate Sudan. Iran, please.
In the name of God, the first personal, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to fully support the Sudan proposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. Argentina, please.
Presidente, Argentina apoya firmemente los trabajos que se están llevando a cabo en la nueva Task Force de Biotecnología. Estamos absolutamente convencidos que la mejor forma de poder dar garantías para la protección de la salud de los consumidores es incrementar los trabajos que se vienen desarrollando sobre la evaluación de riesgos de alimentos derivados de tecnologías transgénicas. Y quisiéramos resaltar, de hecho, como país productor de biotecnología, no podemos dejarlo de lado. La biotecnología no hace ni 5 ni 10 años que está en el mercado. Hace muchísimos más años que se encuentra en el mercado y no hay alimentos que hayan sido más analizados desde el punto de vista técnico y científico que aquellos que provienen de plantas con ADN recombinante. Por consiguiente, lo que sí promovemos es que cada vez se hagan más trabajos para tener mayores garantías, pero nuestros consumidores saben que lo que están comiendo es algo absolutamente seguro y en muchos casos mucho más nutritivo y que agrede mucho menos el ambiente. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, then Benin, and afterwards Cuba. Benin, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je crois que dans nos pays en voie de développement et les responsables et de sécurité sanitaire des aliments et de sécurité nutritionnelle sont confrontés chaque jour à des précisions de clarté sur ces produits génétiquement modifiés. Et sans des recherches, les questions seront toujours posées sans solution. Et nous avons pensé que c'est bienvenu que l'on explore ces domaines pour apporter de plus en plus de précisions. Et chacun, suivant quand même ses réalités de terrain, saura comment utiliser ces avancées de recherche dont réellement nous avons besoin pour nos populations, pour qu'on sache vers où on oriente les réponses que nous donnons responsables en sécurité sanitaire des aliments ou en sécurité nutritionnelle, sans être trop sûr, puisqu'il y a eu des allégations. Soit des recherches ont démontré qu'il y a eu des allergies, d'autres c'est sur la reproduction, et d'autres aussi infirme ce qui a été déjà découvert. Et je crois que c'est en continuant d'autres recherches qu'on va aboutir à des solutions fixes, si bien que le Bénin supporte fermement ses avant-projets pour intensifier les recherches en la matière. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, delegate of Benin. Cuba, please, and then the Philippines. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba apoya plenamente la intervención de Argentina. Consideramos que la biotecnología es una realidad consolidada, es sinónimo de la nueva etapa que vive la humanidad y que no debemos rechazar las oportunidades y las expectativas que hoy brinda, siempre que sean bien estudiados y razonadas sus alcances y consecuencias. Por lo tanto, consideramos que estos trabajos ratifican plenamente estas expectativas que hoy se esperan. Por lo tanto, ratificamos este trabajo.
Thank you. Cuba, Philippines, and then Mali, Philippines, please. I guess you are in favor of this proposal in given your written comments. Philippines, please. And please be short.
Well, we support the elaboration of this proposal for new work. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines and Mali, and hopefully then we can close the list. Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je ne reviendrai pas sur tout ce que mon collègue du Bénin a dit, mais je voulais préciser que le Mali, malgré nos moyens très réduits, nous avons fourni l'effort de participer aux travaux du groupe spécial, parce que effectivement cette question de DGM nous préoccupe beaucoup et nous avons besoin de réponses scientifiques pour faire face aux demandes de nos communautés. Et je pense que la meilleure façon de pouvoir avoir les informations requises sur des bases scientifiques, c'est de continuer les travaux. Et nous soutenons pleinement les travaux qui ont été proposés. Merci.
Thank you, Delegate Mali. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we conclude as follows. that the Commission adopts the proposed draft annex to the Codex guideline, the second proposal in our list, as a new piece of work, taking into account also the concerns expressed by particularly Sudan and Iran. I hope at the time the task force has finished its work that particularly these countries feel a little bit more comfortable, because the whole purpose of this exercise is to gain experience how to assess the risk of this kind of biotechnology. So we have adopted this piece of work, also taking into account the support expressed specifically by a number of countries. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let us move quickly. I go to the next block proposed by the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. Also, all these proposals have been endorsed, or let's say recommended for adoption, by the Executive Committee. The first proposal are the guidelines for the use of flavorings, project document 3. Can we adopt this as a new piece of work? Yes, seems to be the case. Thank you. Second proposal on the list of the Food Additives Committee is the revision of the preamble of the Codex General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods, Project Document 4. Again, can we adopt this as a piece of new work? Seems to be the case. Thank you. The third proposal from that committee, Code of Practice for the Prevention and Reduction of Okra Toxin A Contamination in Wine, Project Document 5, up for adoption. Okay, thank you, seems to be the case. You are very eager in future to drink safe wine. Very good. And hopefully you also appreciate reduced levels of acrylamide in your food, is the fourth proposal. Project Document 6. I see the flag.
Mexico
has the floor.
Gracias, señor presidente. Con dos pronunciamientos. Uno, en la calidad de presidente del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, y otro como México. Comenzaría por el segundo. Como México, quisiéramos únicamente hacer unas reservas sobre qué tan factible es prevenir la contaminación por acrilamida en la preparación de los alimentos. Entonces, no nos opondremos a este inicio de trabajos, pero hay muchos estudios que señalan la dificultad de esto. Y como presidente del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, únicamente aprovechar el recordatorio de procedimiento hecho amablemente por usted, señor presidente, y por el secretariado, del procedimiento abreviado que existe ya en algunos comités que no requieren el documento de proyecto para cada modificación que van a hacer. Y es meramente un recordatorio de una petición que se hizo en la pasada sesión de la comisión para que el Comité de Principios Generales nos dé orientaciones sobre cómo podrían adoptarse un procedimiento abreviado para las pequeñas modificaciones. En el caso de nuestro comité, las modificaciones como la inclusión de una nueva variedad en una norma ya aprobada a través de un procedimiento abreviado. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico, for your observations. We will take note of them, and if there are no further comments, then we have adopted this as a new piece of work. And then up to the last proposal from the Food Additives Committee, the Code of Practice. for the reduction of contamination of food with PHH from smoking and direct drying processes, project document 7. Can we adopt this proposal? Yes, seems to be the case. Thank you. Then we move on to the next proposal from the CCMMP. Amendments to the list of additives of the code standard for creams and prepared creams. Project document 8. Up for adoption. See no flags. Adopted. Then two proposals from the CCPR. The first one is regular work. Priority list of pesticides. New pesticides and pesticides under periodic review. We propose that we adopt these proposals as pieces of new work. That's fine to the Commission. And the second proposal from the CCPR is the extension of the work on the revision of the Codex classification of foods and animal feeds. Important documents also for sake of consistency in the work of the committee. Project document 9. And I take it that you can accept this as new work.
France.
Delegation of France, please. Fresh water? No? No. France has second thoughts, but is happy with this proposal. Then we move on to the proposal from the CCRVDF. Again, a document without a proposal without a project document, as explained. Priority list of veterinary drugs requiring evaluation or re-evaluation. And I take it that you are happy with it. Seems to be the case. The Food Labeling Committee. The proposed draft amendments to the guidelines for organically produced foods. And I refer your attention to Addendum 1 to this document of the use of ethylene in kiwi, not surprisingly be prepared by our colleagues in New Zealand.
IFH,
and then after, and then hopefully you can identify yourself. First IFH, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was waving my flag, but unfortunately wasn't seen before you moved on to the next item. Just on the issue of priority list of veterinary drugs requiring evaluation or re-evaluation, I think it's only fair that the Commission should be aware that at the CCRVDF meeting, IFA did confirm its commitment to consult with sponsors who are members of our Federation regarding availability of data for the substances that are listed here in the Ali Norman to work with sponsors to ensure that submission of data could be available. But we cautioned, and if we had cautioned then, that caution has been reaffirmed in the time that has elapsed between now and CCRVDF, that we were likely to have some significant difficulties for the submission of data of many of these products because they are very old products. Just wanted to inform the Commission of that point. Thank you, Chairman.